When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, the concerning part about Saturday's game was that they didn't score. Then, except for they had that outburst that was given to them because Savali walked three guys with two outs. And then credit the Yankees with Verdugo and Trevino and Cabrera all came up with big knocks there. They really didn't do anything on Sunday. And then today they were shut out again. This team is giving me a lot of 2023 vibes right now, where they just sleep. They just sleep through four or five innings, and then two of the last three games they slept through 10 on Saturday, and they slept through all nine today. So it's concerning, and you can't sit there and tell me, oh, they're 15. Stop, because I told the person that tweeted at me yesterday on Sunday, yeah. April wins are fun. October wins are better. And isn't the ultimate goal for the Yankees to be the last team standing this year? And I get it. Every win you get in April helps you get closer to your goal in October. But right now, we're seeing the warts on this team. That Aaron Judge is not hitting. Gleyber Torres is not hitting. Anthony Volpe's in a slump. Anthony Rizzo probably still has post-concussion syndrome. Stan's not hot now. The team can't survive like that. Soto can only do so much. And then you see in a game like today where he doesn't do anything, this is what you get.
Yeah.
You know what's frustrating? We've all played enough baseball to know and explain a lot of things, you know, whether it's mechanically or just a lot of different things. Like just as an example, right? When we did our whole bit on Gleyber Torres, we're able to sit here and say it's not talent, right? I think the talent's there. It just seems like he's a guy who's in his own head. And we're able to put ourselves in his shoes and kind of figure out what his issues are. Even guys who go into slumps. I mean, Stanton, you can explain it. He's been a streaky hitter his whole life. He's going to be hot. He's going to be very, very cold. When he's hot, he's fucking real hot. When he's cold, he's unwatchable. We can put all that together. What has bothered me over the last handful of years is that it doesn't matter who's penciled into the lineup. It doesn't matter who the hitting coach is. Doesn't matter really. Doesn't seem to matter who the manager is, because I can take this back to 2017. I feel like when the Yankees are off offensively, they are all just, they're the same hitter. They're all just, it's like an epidemic of just poor hitting. And I can't seem to put my finger on the pulse. Like, I don't know. I can't even begin to guess why this happens. Is it just the Yankees? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just that we're so close to this team that we don't realize every team goes through it. But I'd have to say no, because last year, was anyone even, who was the, Gleyber was the closest to 300. He batted 360 something. Other than him, I mean, no one was really even close. Yeah. And I feel like at least when I go through most lineups, I get a couple guys hitting 300. And it's like we're trending already back to a place where Juan Soto is the only one who sniffs 300 this year. What's going on? And we've had, again, different hitting coaches, different philosophies. I really like what Lawson, is it?
No, Rowson,
right, sorry.
Lawson was the one that got fired last year.
Right. Rowson?
Right.
Okay. I seem to really like what he's done as far as their approach goes at the plate. I think we've seen much better approaches. You got guys taking a lot of pitches, seeing a lot of pitches. And even that sometimes wavers. And I just can't figure out what is going on, that it happens not just to a couple guys at a time. It seems to happen one after the next, and they go down like dominoes. And it's frustrating.
Well, hitting is contagious and slumping is contagious. That's just the kind of the way baseball is. But you're concerned with some of the swings that you've seen out of this team in this recent stretch here. Yesterday, Anthony Volpe got beat 86 on a tee. He got beat by it.
Yeah. Not the only one.
Well, you know, this is what we talked about Volpe. Is the swing getting a little long now that he's slumping? You know, this is something that we mentioned. Like, if he's gonna go in this slide, which he's been in, right? He's got to keep the same approach, because if he goes into bad habits, it's just gonna be almost impossible for him to right the ship. And to me, when I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it seem like your swing's a little long when you can't catch up to 86 when it's down the middle of the plate?
Oh, it's either long, or it's that he's off balance. I mean, both can be true. I mean, his hit today didn't look like he really had a long swing. It seemed like he came to the ball. He's still putting some balls in play. For me, Volpe's issue isn't as much his swing right now as it is his approach. I feel like his approach has completely changed at the plate. I don't have that same feeling. See, my feeling of Volpe when I said he looks like a completely different hitter had nothing to do so much with, I mean, I'm sure it did, but it didn't have as much to do with him putting the ball in gaps as it did just watching him at the plate. He doesn't look like the same guy he did in the 6 or 7 hole. I can't really explain it. The only thing I can say is he's getting more strikes right now, and I feel like hitting in front of Soto, obviously you're going to get more strikes and better pitches to hit. And this sounds like I'm kind of contradicting myself, but hitting 6 or 7, he was kind of in a rhythm where he was seeing more pitches and he was more patient at the plate. And now I feel like he feels rushed. I feel like he knows he's going to get good pitches to hit and he's swinging at everything. And it just feels like maybe I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it feels like he's a completely different hitter up there, not just because he's not hitting the ball, just his approach overall. He's quickly in 0-2 counts. He's not working as many at-bats as he was. I don't know.
Well, it's also probably because he's getting pitched a lot tougher in front of Soto and Judge.
Well, a lot tougher in a sense of not so much in a sense of that they're avoiding the strike zone. I mean, they're going right after him, but
they have to.
Do they have to? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas when he was lower in the order, I feel like he didn't feel the heat so much as, you know, quick strikes, quick 0-1 counts, guys trying to get ahead. He was able to finesse the pitcher a little more, where he was a little more confident, a little more patient, and he was working counts better, and it was obviously working to his advantage. Where now it's like he's behind in the count, I feel like, almost every at-bat.
Well, you know what? Now, when they made the move initially, I said that it was, you had to stick with it, right? I've seen enough now.
Yeah.
It's been long enough.
So then when LeMahieu comes back, you just throw him in the leadoff spot?
I throw him in the fucking garbage is what I do.
Yeah, I would too.
No, I don't think he gets to hit leadoff. I wouldn't do that. I would find a spot for him in the bottom of the lineup, because I think Alex Verdugo
should.
If you want a platoon, LeMahieu and Verdugo at the top, I don't have a problem with that. I need to get Verdugo to the top of this lineup. I need to get Volpe back in his sixth spot. And I don't know if this is going to work or not, but I got to put Aaron Judge too now. I got to try something different here.
Absolutely. You have to change things up. Maybe now is the time to fix something, because it does seem like something's a little broken right now. You don't change things when you're 10-2 for Anthony Volpe, who had 209 last year. He had a great, great start to the year. Those first 12 games were amazing, but they were 12 games for a hitter who hit 209 last year, and you're going to throw him in the fire and put him lead off when he's thriving. And the team, not only was he thriving, the team was thriving. That's the issue. Who cares what Gleyber Torres was doing? If in fact, Gleyber Torres was doing okay up there. He's still seeing a lot of pitches. He might not have been getting the results, but at least he was seeing the pitches. I'm more frustrated. And Chris, you made a great point with Volpe now seeing better pitches hitting leadoff than he did maybe toward the bottom of the lineup. That's a great point that I hadn't thought of. It's just, man, it's so frustrating that you couldn't just let this kid kind of slide under the radar for the first couple of months, and you had to make him a story and you had to make him a headline. And you do that by putting him as the leadoff hitter. I just don't get it.